Yeah, copy that. Okay, cool. I'll check that out. And I'm assuming that's that $35 application fee. I did see an interesting a database. I can't remember the guy's call sign. I think it was an Alpha Oscar 2 or something like that. But anyway, it's online. And you punch in. It's got a little spreadsheet there, online spreadsheet, and it's supposed to pop up with what's available now, what will be coming available as of a certain date, although not including, I think, the FCC's dwell time on retired or silent key signs, call signs. KD8FGM.
Yeah, there's some nice databases out there. I think probably what you're referring to is AE7Q, which I think is actually not even a real call sign. It's just, it looks good. But, there are definitely some good databases out there. I know I used AE7Q when I was looking for mine, and I don't know, I got extremely lucky with mine because I was the only one that applied for mine on that day. So I ended up not having the issues that everybody else is having right now, but again, that was a few years ago. It all depends on supply and demand.